What in the STD should I get my wife for Valentine's Day?
Perfect.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Some of you may think it may be too early to discuss Valentine's Day, but when you're sitting there with your thumb up your butt in the Kohl's parking lot, freaking out because you waited too long to find the perfect gift for your wife and mistress, you're going to thank us for helping you out with some of these non-expensive gift ideas that are going to make her say, oh, wow, how did I get so lucky to find a husband who only has one side piece?
It's a month from tomorrow, so it's definitely time to start thinking about it. And I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of freaking out.
Yes, we have a couple of brilliant ideas, but Valentine's Day this year lands on a Friday. So you better hurry up and book those reservations to Patron Saint.
Oh my God, not Patron Saint. Now you're taking out a mortgage to go eat steak.
585-252-9800. So, let me ask you this real quick. What is the worst gift that your man ever got you on Valentine's Day? Humor us. I want to hear them.
I hope I never like fall into that category because I'm quasi freaking out because Valentine's Day this year, it's the first Valentine's Day I'll be spending with my girlfriend.
That's right.
And we're not going to be here. We're going to be in Florida for it. So that's kind of cool.
God, you guys are in Florida a lot.
Once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah, once God. A month. We get breaks.
I want a condo.
I know, right? So we're going to be in Florida. And last night we were talking about it kind of. And she was like, so what do you want to do? Do you want to do gifts? I was like, well, like, no, it's, I mean, whatever. I was like, what about like a $50 limit? She was like, okay. But the problem is that we were looking at places to go eat dinner in Florida. And all of the restaurants that we looked at are like 5-course meals, $200 a person, yeah, fixed menu.
They're all seafood restaurants.
Yeah, and steakhouses.
So. Yeah, I mean, you know where you're headed.
And
what part of Florida?
Fort Myers. And she was like, we're not going out to eat for $200 a head. Sorry. So I was like, okay, well, looks like we're going to Red Lobster.
Treat yourself.
But back to the gift portion of it. So we decided on a $50 like limit for each other. But I think Valentine's Day is such a weird in-between because like it's important, but it's not that important. But it's not on the level of like a birthday or a Christmas present.
Of course not.
So you're not going to like, you know, go all out. But I don't want to give a gift that's like, here's a stocking stuffer.
I used to go
throw away.
I used to go all out. I used to go hard on V-Day. I was thinking outside the box.
Things to remember. Hate to see you coming.
I'm so mad that store went away, you guys. I'd buy clocks that were engraved with people's names on them. I had a membership there.
It's wild.
But I would do the candy, the flowers, the dinner, the sweet card. And I don't know what happened. And then I just got exhausted. I was going too hard, too soon. You know what I mean?
Too much, too fast. And
you burn yourself out.
There's nowhere to go up from there. You set the bar so high, it's so early on.
Such a young age.
That how do you outdo yourself at that point, right?
Right.
So I'm trying to think of fun ideas that aren't going to cost me an arm and a leg. Also that I can fly with.
You know what's a good idea, you guys? You ever see on Instagram, I know that sometimes there are people who had custom songs written for their loved one. You can get a custom-made song, and all you got to do is tell the person, the artist, when you guys met, some of your favorite things. It's very all about you guys. It's very
Who's
custom.
Who's doing this?
People are doing them. Artist!
He goes, send Blake Shelton all your details.
No, but it's a really wonderful idea, and it's different. So all of a sudden you surprise them, like maybe you're in the car driving and you pop the song on and they're listening to it and the song is all about them. Where you guys met, where your first date was, all of it.
That is true. I do like that.
It's probably going to be more than $50, but it's worth it.
For sure.
Definitely get some.
And then you have them come perform it with a string quartet.
No.
One thing I hate to receive as a gift, no matter what, is like food. I hate an edible arrangement. I don't really like, I mean, chocolate's fine, but like it has to be basic chocolate. I don't like receiving I don't know, a charcuterie board. It's not for me.
I got it. Jesse just wrote in and was like, Songfinch. That's the number one place to create a custom song. So for like a loved one, you go to songfinch.com. I wonder how much it is, though. This is a great idea. Well, I can't figure that out right now. We just got a message coming in from Sarah. She goes, once my boyfriend got me flowers that didn't arrive. They were either stolen from the porch or someone took them, but he gave me the delivery confirmation instead as proof. That was the gift. Did you ever get those flowers, Sarah? Did you ever get them?
Do you remember last year around this time? Or maybe it wasn't last year. I don't remember exactly, but the CVS flowers of it all?
Yes.
That was a tough scene.
Huge debate.
That was a tough scene.
Some guys are doing the best they can, and if all you can do is some flowers from CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, I don't care what pharmacy you go to, then that's what you got to do.
Are flowers enough on Valentine's Day, or does it need to be flowers and a gift? Or can it just be flowers and a nice dinner? That's the question.
Some women would love to receive flowers, and they don't care where it's from.
Right.
Natalie says, a scrapbook containing all your happiest memories together. That's what my ex-boyfriend got me. When I opened it, it turned out to be blank.
Oh.
Oh, that's really tough. I hated that guy.
Wait, that's interesting. That's really, you know, I do love a craft. I could do a scrapbook.
You could do a scrapbook, or you can do the custom-made song. Yeah. Would you be willing to drop $120 on it? Because your girlfriend listens to the show, so, you know, you got to just assume she's already going to know what you get her.
That is true.
Also, aside from the flowers and candy, you guys, for Valentine's Day, some people are really into the star maps.
Yes.
The star maps.
Or buying, here's an out-of-the-box idea. Buying your significant other a star. Or a monkey.
Yeah, that is a stupid idea.
Or a road.
Yeah, we talked about that last year. Buying your significant other a star for $100. Look up in the sky, sweetie.
That one's yours.
That one's yours.
Or maybe it's that one. Wait, is it? It has to be that one over there. There's no way for you to know. Also,
what's the name of it? What's the name of the star? I named it after you, Fern.
Janine.
I could never do it. I mean, yes, it's a nice idea. It's a lovely thought. But to get a star.
It's a scam. That's like buying someone a penguin at the zoo. It's like, should we go see it? Well, it died last year, so.
Yeah, we're still paying for it. And then, of course, the typical massage. Get her a gift card to Happy Feet. Call it a day. What else do you want?
So good.
Oh, by the way, this girl was dating a guy during the pandemic. This is before I moved home.
Uh-huh.
And she said that for Valentine's Day, because nobody was able to meet or go anywhere, he did a customized scavenger hunt around Park Avenue. So, he made her go from like place to place, and he was not joining her on this adventure, but
wasn't he like watching from his window?
He was watching her from his window.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell's going on?
He's like, go to Half Pint, take a shot, go to Born Joy, have an espresso martini. She's like blackout. She's inebriated. He's like, I'll come get you.
Here, get into my van. The one that spray painted Hannah Montana shuttle bus. It's written on the side. Get in there. Get in the van.
Just a Tuesday for me.
So, what else is here? Oh, Matt says, my last Valentine's, my girlfriend found a sweater that my ex left a long time ago in my closet. I didn't have the heart to tell her it was from my ex, so I said I bought it for her for Valentine's. She was so surprised and happy, you guys, and she absolutely loves the sweater. She wears it all the time.
Right. Love it.
Love it.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I hope this was a huge help. Yeah, I hope this was a help.